A spin through the catalog of Jackson Browne begins in the late 1960s with a song he wrote when he was just 16.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days.
For many of us, and count me in that number, Jackson Browne's songs are musical touchstones, road songs, political songs, and of course, songs of fugitive love.
Fountain of sorrow, fountain of life, you've known that hollow sound of your own steps in flight.
When Jackson Browne came by our studios recently, I asked him about an old interview I'd found in Rolling Stone magazine from 1974. He would have been 25. He was already a star. And in that interview, he'd been thinking back to when he first started out making music as a teenager in Southern California. You said, "I loved the whole beneath the trellis with the guitar number." Sound about right?
There was something about playing a song for a girl. Yeah, I did like that. I mean, yeah, the trellis. I think there was a bit of self-satire in my calling it the trellis.
You'd like to think so.
Yeah, I was not seriously ever standing beneath anybody's window strumming a guitar and singing in the moonlight. No. And I think I was kind of like making fun of myself for enjoying singing for girls.
And Jackson Browne opens his new album with a song to a girl. He's gone back to something he wrote in 1967 when he was 18 and living briefly in New York. It's called The Birds of St. Mark's.
Oh, how sad they sound the songs the queen must sing of dying.
Jackson Browne told me he wrote this song about Nico, the beautiful singer, actress, and iconic Andy Warhol muse. Back then, he was accompanying Nico on guitar in a club on St. Mark's Place in the East Village.
I'd come there with my friends. We drove across the country, and I lucked into this job playing for Nico, and she had been in the Velvet Underground and was going off to play on her own. And it was great because I had no money. I'd come to New York with $50. So that job was fascinating because it was a bar that Andy's retinue would come hang out in.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah. But as I left New York, I wrote this song, and it was kind of a portrait of Nico, just a little song for her.
If she could see her mirror now, she would be free of those who bow and scrape the ground beneath her feet.
She was a big fan of the Birds. She would say, "Can you play something like Jim McGuinn?" And I'd go, "Well, no."
So what inspired you to go back to the song that you wrote so many years ago?
I guess I thought the song wasn't really finished, but when I dusted it off, it seemed fine. It seemed, matter of fact, there was something about it being something from a long time ago that gave it a quality that I liked. It was, like a picture from earlier time in my life. But I'd never done it the way I intended it to be when I wrote it, so I realized I could do it like the Birds.
The sound of the Birds, meaning the jangly guitar.
The 12-string, the high harmony.
And all my frozen words agree and say it's time to call back all the birds I sent to fly behind her castle walls.
The imagery in this song, the dying midnight roses and the queen behind castle walls.
You're laughing.
Well, that was the part. That was the part that I thought for quite a few years I needed to revise. Come on, dying midnight roses. It's so extreme, but that's what I began to like about it. It's just like, it's a young song. It really is from my 18-year-old eyes, looking wide-eyed at this Andy Warhol scene in New York.
I've been wondering about that. I mean, what it's like for you to summon that 18-year-old up as much as you can when you sing the song.
Well, that's the thing about songs. You don't have to. I mean, it's written into the song. There's something about playing a song 20, 40 years after you wrote it that is kind of exhilarating because it's really like just opening a book in the middle, looking back at a time that was captured then and actually may mean something different each time you revisit it.
Maybe we found what we have lost when we've unwound so many crossed entangling misunderstandings.
Jackson Brown, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Jackson Brown's new album is titled Standing in the Breach. You can watch him performing a Tiny Desk concert here at NPR. That's at nprmusic.org.
I've seen inside these empty halls.